Bruner, Justice Department hypocrisy on full display with love charges. By Breitbart News on July 12, 2023. The missing whistleblower Gao Luft, in hiding because of claims he about Biden family business dealings with a Chinese energy company, has now been charged by the Biden Justice Department for dealing with that same energy company. In the latest episode of The Drill Down, Eric Eggers and Seamus Bruner, both with the Government Accountability Institute, detail the way that Luft's claims have been partially verified, while revealing how the Biden family scandal has morphed into a Justice Department scandal. Eric notes that the plot thickens with news about an Israeli professor, Dr. Gao Luft, who laid out allegations of bribery against the Biden family in a new video obtained by the New York Post. Luft is in hiding after he skipped out on bail in Cyprus, where he was arrested in what he claims was an attempt by associates of President Biden to stop him from testifying about payments to Biden family members from individuals with alleged ties to Chinese military intelligence. Luft also claims the Bidens had a mole in the FBI who shared classified information with their benefactors from the China-controlled energy companies. Luft says he went to the FBI with this information in 2019, but that the FBI covered up his evidence. Luft's most explosive claim is that he met with FBI investigators in Brussels, Belgium, in March 2019, where he briefed them on details of the Biden family's dealings with SK, naming the FBI personnel he says attended. New York Post reporter Miranda Devine posted a copy of a letter that she says confirms that meeting took place. In Luft's video, obtained by the Post, Luft, once deemed a respected think tanker in Beltway circles, says, "I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I have no political motive or agenda. I did it out of deep concern that if the Bidens were to come to power, the country would be facing the same traumatic Russia collusion scandal, only this time with China. Sadly, because of the DOJ's cover-up, this is exactly what happened." As Eggers notes, details of the plea bargain that Hunter Biden and his lawyers agreed to with federal prosecutors, in which he pleads guilty to misdemeanor tax offenses and a felony gun charge, remain sealed. This means that the public does not know whether there are additional possible crimes that the FBI, Department of Justice, or even the Internal Revenue Service, are still exploring. While Hunter's lawyers claim the investigation is now resolved, Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss said the case is outgoing, suggesting just the opposite. Seamus Bruner, the author of a 2018 book on the FBI called Compromised, brings his insight to the show, noting that there may be reasons for Weiss's statement beyond the obvious. If the case really is concluded, which requires a federal judge to do, then the records about it can officially be made public, he explained. If the investigation is ongoing, however, the Justice Department can sidestep calls to reveal those details on the grounds that it remains an open investigation. This is one reason critics of how this investigation has been handled by the FBI, Justice Department, and the IRS have focused on news coming from Representative James Comer, RKY, whose Committee on Government Oversight has been looking into whistleblower allegations from employees of the Justice Department, FBI, and the IRS all related to these concerns. Comer has also signaled that his committee will be questioning the U.S. Secret Service about its apparent involvement in covering up Hunter Biden's brushes with the law in 2016 while his father was vice president. Comer also said his committee has secured bank records from six banks relating to money transfers to the Biden family from foreign interests. Bank records don't lie. People make a big issue out of taxes, but people cheat on their taxes all the time. But it's hard to cheat on bank records, he added in a statement.